It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Thank you for tuning in, Interior Alaska. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister. I am here with my work BFF,
Katie Yarrow.
Katie Yarrow.
Hi.
And thank you for tuning in. Every week we try to sit down with some of our nonprofit partners.
Well, we don't only try, we succeed.
We succeed.
We haven't had
down.
A rerun yet.
No reruns.
That's
here.
That's right.
We sit down with our nonprofit partners and we try to get behind the mission. We try to really ask them, you know all these places on surface levels, but really what do they do and what kind of services do they provide and how can our community get involved?
What are the challenges that they're facing? Why is what they do important? And how can we step up and support?
And these are local places. These are all places you will find in Interior Alaska. You'll find in the community that all benefits us right here in the community.
Yep.
We have a special guest today. We have a great guest.
We do.
Yes.
Lovely guest.
Yes.
One of our favorite guests.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a reoccurring guest. We haven't had very many of those yet.
Yes.
So we have Ashley Edgington, and she is the volunteer coordinator and program manager for the Fairbanks Senior Center.
Welcome back, Ashley.
Thanks. Happy to be back.
Awesome. Ashley, let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit about just the Fairbanks Senior Center. I mean, people kind of, that's another one that people know, but do they know?
Oh, no. Nobody knows what happens behind those doors.
And we've been hearing some stories about some fun at the Senior Center.
I've been pitching the idea we need to set up a reality TV show because it would go over. I would watch it better than the Kardashians.
Yes.
Yes. So what does, tell me just a brief overview of the mission.
Yeah, so the Fairbanks Senior Center's mission is that no senior goes without, and we truly believe in that.
Oh, I love that.
That's nice.
And because we have so many seniors, and as some of you may recall from the last time we got to interview with Ashley, Alaska has the fastest growing senior population of any state.
Yeah, we have a lot of actually demographics that are unique to Alaska. So we have the fastest growing Alzheimer's population. We have the population of a certain age who are not moving to faraway places like Florida for the sunny golf courses and nice assisted living homes. Our population wants to stay here in Alaska.
They're a hardy people.
Right. And so they did a great, the census came out, and for Alaska, we're projected to lose population for younger people. But for the older people, it really is just staying the same, and they're growing older. So it's something like by 2030, 5 years from now, we have, a 80 and older crowd that 5,000 of them are going to live in our bureau. 5,000 80-year-olds that need our support.
Mm-hmm.
Silver tsunami, baby.
And there's
not actually, not any kind of, where other places may have a lot of senior housing. We have a lot less. And so a lot of these seniors are going to be needing to grow old at home.
Remain in place. And so our phrase we use for that is aging in place.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our programs are geared towards that, whether it's Meals on Wheels, getting food to a home, or if it's home modifications and putting grab bars in your bathroom. It's just designed to keep you there, keep you safe, and living as independently as possible. Because that's really what our Alaskans want. They're here for a reason.
They just want their autonomy
mm-hmm.
and some dignity.
And so you said the mission, which was pretty broad, helping seniors. Can you break that down? Like, we know you have the Senior Center. So what sort of programs or what sort of things do you offer through that?
So since we've opened in our beautiful new building,
yes.
Everybody's welcome to come by. It's been officially expanded for a year now,
mm-hmm.
this July.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a threefold situation. And so we offer individuals a healthy, nutritious meal daily.
Mm-hmm.
We offer socialization opportunities. We're partnering with Parks and Recreation to do exercise classes and some other community leaders who are coming in and doing yoga with us, or we have a lady who comes in, I think I mentioned this last time, and she's a 70-plus-year-old individual who is a black belt.
Oh, yeah.
And she does martial arts with our seniors, and so it's a lot of, like, foundational and balance work. She explains that it's not seniors punching each other out. I think some of the seniors left kind of disappointed. They were hoping to...
They were ready. They're like, I have 80 years of rage built up, and I need to let some of this out.
Yeah, yeah. So, but on the other side of that is some very serious services. We do those home modifications. We do assistance monetarily with vet visits, because our seniors often come with their loving companions, and we never want anyone to choose between their own medication and getting their pet to the vet.
Hard choice.
Yeah. Because a lot of our seniors will choose the pet's needs over their own.
Oh, 100%.
So we have a program called Pets Need Vets, and we do $300 of a visit. And our community veterinarians who are out there listening, they've been great in partnering with us, and we've often gotten some reduced prices for our seniors. And some of those seniors are in kind of a desperate situation, so allowing them to, you know, make sure that their pet's taken care of is very meaningful for us, but definitely meaningful for them.
Yeah, companionship, so important. And if you are just tuning in, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananel Valley. My name is Sarah Hollister. I'm here with my work wife, Katie Yarrow. And we are currently interviewing Ashley Edgington, who is the volunteer coordinator and program manager for the Fairbanks Senior Center. So back to our topic.
Absolutely.
And seniors and more seniors.
Yeah.
Yes. And the growing needs in our community, mm-hmm. and the importance of showing up to support, honestly, like all the people who grew our town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're the backbone of our community. They're why we're here, why we do what we do.
One of the seniors that visits at Congregate Meal, she likes to tell the story, but she is one of the first female individuals in Alaska who rode the Halt Road, because her husband actually helped construct it. So, I mean, we have some really awesome pioneers, and hearing their stories, it's certainly been illuminating. And so it's definitely part of the reason why I personally love to you know, run these programs and make sure that they get the help, because they built the infrastructure.
They built it. And you've been there quite a while, right?
8 years coming this December.
Very cool.
That's amazing. That's hard work.
Yeah, heart work. I love that. So all of these programs you guys do, they need volunteers, don't they?
Absolutely. And so, you know, and then across the spectrum, we have had some really good luck having some long-term volunteers with Meals on Wheels. I have one of my volunteers has been with us for 14 years. But, you know, my older people are my jam, and they're often the backbone of those programs. And so we've been running smoothly until some of those folks have had some health issues. So, mm-hmm. you know, we can definitely use some help with volunteers in Meals on Wheels. We have our home modification program kind of runs itself. We have mm-hmm. a wonderful contractor named Adam who he kind of made this his bread and butter, you mm-hmm. know, and he definitely doesn't charge us the full price that maybe, you know, other contractors will, because he really realizes the benefit of what he's doing and helping his broader community. So that's amazing. We have our new program coming out in the wings, and that one's going to need a lot of big loving hearts, people willing to put a smile on an elder person's face. That's just what we need.
And so,
tell us more.
So this is a new program. This is kind of why you're here today. We'll let the cat out of the bag. So tell us more. Do you want to release the name?
Yeah. So it's called Community Cares Core, and it is going to be a program, obviously, at the Fairbanks Senior Center. But one of the main things that we're trying to do is keep elders safe at home. And our volunteers who sign up for this program are integral to that. And so some of the things that our volunteers may be doing, and this is the fun part, is that they get to express what they want to do, right? They want to go play cards with somebody, or maybe they like tidying and they like to organize, or maybe they want to sit with somebody. So it's really, geared towards the interests of the volunteers. And I match them with a senior who has that need. So if you're really interested in playing cards with somebody, and I have a senior who expresses that they're really lonely and would want to have somebody stop by and have a cup of coffee and play cards, then, we make that match. And so the program offers things such as light housekeeping, rides to their doctor's appointments, and that's a big one. We have a transportation service, but we can't help those people right now out in Steel Creek. Right? We can't help those people in North Pole. And ultimately, this is going to be, as volunteers allow us, to be bureau-wide, so that if you're in Two Rivers and you want to volunteer time, that I can match you with some seniors I know out there. And if you are in North Pole and you want to volunteer your time, then I have plenty of seniors.
Yeah.
It eases the lift if you don't have to travel all the way out to them because you have volunteers that are already centralized near them.
Right. And so, and there's some benefits to this. And I want to say benefits because volunteerism is its own benefit. Most of my people, they don't want recognition, even though I am over the top with it. And lots of I love you and I appreciate you and you are like better than gold. If I could give them all my volunteers the moon, I would. But this program has, a small mileage reimbursement. So if you're helping take somebody to a doctor's appointment, that you get a little bit of that recoup, right? Because, in these days, in this economy, everybody needs a little bit of a helping hand. And the only thing we're asking of our volunteers, first, there's an onboarding process, and that's fingerprints, and that is some training, but that you just keep a small tally of your time. And so this is a one-to-one. This isn't you have to visit all 18,000 seniors in our bureau. This is, you want to do it 1 hour, one day a week, then, we'll set you up. I got seniors out the wings, but right now I don't have the volunteers to help them. And so that's really where I'm asking my community to come in, because there's so many big hearts out there. And there are actually a whole bunch of uncredited people in our community who are already doing this work. So if they're out there and they're helping an elder friend, come visit us at the Senior Center. It's a small enrollment process for your senior friend, and then you get the little bit of that benefit of the mileage reimbursement and some volunteer recognition and me overly verbose and praising you. Yes. and that's awesome. And so, yes, come, please.
Come.
And here, we're going to break real quick for commercial. But then we'll come back and we'll learn more about how people can sign up and get that training and get matched.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get Behind the Mission.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. You're here with Katie and Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. And we are so excited to be welcoming back Ashley Edgington, who's the volunteer coordinator and program manager for the Fairbanks Senior Center. And she is here to tell us about their newest volunteer opportunity and program, which is the Community Care Corps.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we were just kind of talking about some of the matching needs and how you guys are able to provide some more recognition, maybe a little reimbursement here and there for the volunteers who open their hearts and lives up to our seniors. But let's hear some more about that. And then also from the senior side, because if we're matching, we have two groups that need to let you know.
Yes.
So that you can match them. So
yeah. So
let's dig into that.
Digging in. So one of the things that we are doing is contacting our already established recipients on Meals on Wheels.
Perfect.
And so they get a nice little flyer that basically asks them if they're interested in exploring different services. And so with that, if they say yes, we have a lovely new person who works at the Senior Center with us, Patty, and her role is a home assessor. And so what does that mean? So she comes and she sees you at your home. You don't have to come to the Senior Center and do forms. That we send somebody to you. So if you are a senior and you call us, where you're a Meals on Wheels recipient, and you turn back in your flyer, we set up an appointment with you at your time and your convenience, because we're on the senior schedule. That's it. I mean, that's what we
I
do.
Love that.
We're on their schedule. So she's on the road right now up to Chena Hot Springs as we're sitting here. And that we can go out. We can definitely take a look at what you're interested in or what your needs are or what you may not even know you need. And so she'll go over your home. Do you have grab bars? Are you secure with food? Are you getting the transportation assistance you need? Do you have a dog? Can we assist you with that financial component and help you pay for a wellness check or a nail trim? So that's great. And so our seniors, they can contact us through calling our number. And for everybody who wants to be a volunteer, you can call this number, the 907-452-1735. And we connect and we really, this is the big drive is we go to you, because seniors in the winter especially aren't getting out.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't super, I don't want to say mobile. They're just on an aging body. It's hard. And if you're an early bird, we can do early bird appointments, and you're tuckered out and you don't want anybody in your home after one. That's cool. I aspire to that. So, you know, we don't mind. But what we're interested in, again, is to see where our programs can help support you and keep you living, you know, your best life as independently as possible. But all of us need help, you know, here and there. And we don't mind, because, again, we do what we do without judgment. We just want to support these seniors. And so.
Well, and I think one of the beautiful things that you just brought up was the fact that somebody, not only are they going to come to you on your schedule, on your time, but and kind of meet you on your terms. But they're also going to come out there, you know, and view your home through this lens of knowing what is available, mm-hmm. all the things that you can help with that maybe a senior wouldn't even know to ask for.
Exactly.
You know, that mm-hmm. they wouldn't even know, oh, this is something, this is a way my life could be easier, and I wouldn't have even known to ask, or I would have been afraid to ask because, like you said, the cost or the work that may be associated with that. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you, all they have to do is essentially say, hey, somebody come take a look at my home, assess it. And then you're going to give them hopefully like this list of here's everything that we can do for you mm-hmm. to make your life easier.
Yep, absolutely. And so, and it's an opt-in process. So if there's things that you don't want to do, obviously we're not going to force them upon you. But it's not a you shut the door on it and you can never do it again. It's right. a we're trying to create an ongoing relationship mm-hmm. with these, you know, with individuals in our community. Of an advanced age, because bodies change. And so age, they just did this study, and I think it's at 44, 65, and 74, there's some mysterious force that aging accelerates, right? So you might be 73 and good, but give it a year, and you can call us again and have a reevaluation, mm-hmm. or you changed your mind. And so, that home assessor part is really awesome. I think it's an amazing part of this new grant. And then we can also, you know, get that list of things you need so we can get your volunteer in to come help you. You know, if it's laundry that you're having a struggle with, getting it, you know, in and out of the dryer, that, you know, partnering up with one of these folks in our community to help, that's going to be an amazing thing to ease somebody's, you know, that little bit of burden.
Yeah. And is there age limitations on this? Like, do you have to be of a certain age?
Or is it 18 and older, only because there is that home piece, and we are doing fingerprints and we're doing background checks.
Of course.
But other than that, you know, if you are an 18-year-old and you know, you want to go visit an elder, awesome. That we are trying to include all facets of our community. So I'm really hoping to recruit some of our Native elders and some of the Native youth, really hoping to get people of all different backgrounds, because one thing that's common to all of us humans is that if we're blessed enough, we're all going to be old, right?
Yes.
And so it doesn't matter what your, you know, religion, it doesn't matter what your national or ethnic background is that, you know, that universal concept of,
we're all human, and we're all
aging every day. There's no stopping it.
Right.
And with the seniors, is there any age? Like, do they have to be over 65 or over 55?
So
is there...
our programming starts at 60 and older.
60. Okay. Yeah. So it's plus. It's not even that old.
No. But life is funny.
Yeah.
Life is funny. And I have a medical journey. But, you know, one day you can be fine and dandy, and the next minute, you know, little things like arthritis crop in, and
you can't open a jar,
or standing for long periods is just tough. And one of the items on this list is meal prep. Maybe mm-hmm. you love baking, or, you know, just some of that, but it's a struggle. Like, let's get you a partner and mm-hmm. somebody out there in the community. I know you love
chef,
to cook.
If you will.
Yes, and I know you love to cook, so, you know, that, and that's a great community-oriented thing, you know, just bonding over food, and so my hope is not only to serve that need for the senior, but also serving those kind of things that our own soul needs.
We all need connection. You know, there's so many studies coming out about how finding connection can lead to lower depression rates amongst mm-hmm. other health issues. And so this can be a way, if you're here, you're in Alaska, it's a very isolated place. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing way to not only just help a senior, but to also help yourself mm-hmm. find connection with others, which can lead to better happiness, just a more fulfilling life.
Well, and they say it serves both demographics. So, you know, you look at the studies when they compare an older person who is matched up with somebody who's younger, that the outcomes, the mental health outcomes, are, you know, greater than if you had, you know, similar age groups, and more than welcome. Like, if you're, you know, 60 and you want to hang out with another 60-year-old, like, great. I love that, and I support that. But, you know, that we are just looking at keeping social isolation at bay. That's a real big one that affects a lot of our seniors, and often unexpressed, and often in a they don't want to be a burden. They don't want to tell somebody they're lonely.
That's the hardest thing. I think coming forward is probably one of the hardest things for seniors. I know my family included, like just asking for help.
Yeah.
Or you know, my mom typically will do the thing and then tell me later she needed help. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we have this program. We are here for you. You do not need to struggle alone. Please.
And this is the little foot in the door, because I find living here for the last 8 years. And so Alaskans, you are stubborn.
What?
Stubborn. And so, right. No. And so some of these things are really a foot in the door to help you just live a better life. If you are 60 and older and, you know, we can get a meal from Meals on Wheels to your door, that usually is the, you know, the thing that sparks the catalyst that, oh, you know, but do you have grab bars in your bathroom? I mean, we do the program. We put them in for free. You got that? You know, because you never know when you might need them. But it's better to have them and not need them than the other way around.
And do you have to be in the interior? What's the for most of this?
So my service demographic is going to be the Bureau, as much as I would love to go to Tok or Nanana. Friends, I mean, there.
Fairbanks or Scarborough is pretty bad.
It is pretty bad. So I would say that, you know, it's the main communities of Fairbanks, North Pole. I live in Salcha, so I will definitely rep Salcha.
Yes, I'm from Salcha.
Yeah, and maybe some of those far-flung communities like Two Rivers. But again, it's all dependent on volunteers and where they sit. So I don't want to over-advertise our ability. But if I can get some volunteers and I can get some seniors in these communities together, then I will.
Well, and I'd also assume that, you know, if you had an influx of requests from outside of your area, that would then highlight a need that you guys would then look into. Because, you know, all of us. We don't know what we don't know until we know it. And until people speak up and make their needs known, we can't address them.
Absolutely.
And the needs in our community are very vast and varied. And the better we can understand them, the better all of our amazing nonprofits can show up.
Very
cool. So, we only got a couple minutes left. Is there anything that you would want to leave our listeners with? Let's make sure that we repeat that phone number and website, anywhere that they can go to learn
maybe
more
the address. They can just stop by.
And so, down the line. So Fairbanks Senior Center, we're at 1424 Moore Street. We're a big green building, and we now have signs.
I do. Yes, that is actually nice. You didn't for a while.
I did not.
Yes.
Right? Can't miss the big green building, though. And the phone number is 907-452-1735. And you just want to tell one of the nice receptionist ladies that you want to join up with the Community Cares Corps. And then please say if you're a recipient or a volunteer, because some 80-year-olds out there sound 20.
Lucky them.
I know. And so I'm like, I have to ask, do you want to be a recipient or do you want to be a volunteer?
Yeah.
There you go.
And then just let's get together. Let's meet. Let's see where your interests lie. And I love getting to know my volunteers, because all of them that I have right now have become more than volunteers. They're family. And so we want to welcome you to the family and adopt you and call you amazing and cute and
whatever words of affirmation you may need.
Yes, whatever you
need. Or mileage reimbursement.
And
mileage reimbursement. Yes, maybe it is. And that's okay with me, because, you know, get your money. This economy, gas is not getting cheaper.
No,
it's not. But
thank you, Ashley.
Also expanding with the inflation is our community's heart.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing yours with us again, Ashley. And y'all will hear us next week.
You'll hear us next week.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.